Hello and welcome to Empower Others Radio Show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I'm excited that you're with me today. We're going to share with you a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word to motivate you to live your best life now. We want you to live life purposely. So get ready, get ready, get ready to receive all that we have for you today on Empower to Empower Others. Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Empower Others on this magnificent Mother's Day. I say happy Mother's Day to all mothers, grandmothers, those who play the mother role, that's the aunties, cousins, big sis, to those who, just happy Mother's Day. I don't even want to keep going down the list or go down the list because Mother's Day is important. It is so very important to each one of us, and managing Mother's Day for some is challenging. And for others, not so much. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful today for Mother's Day. This is another year that I celebrate Mother's Day without my mother being here with me, who transitioned a few years ago. But this one is a little challenging as well, because this is the first Mother's Day that I don't have my sister, my best friend. And it's different. It really is different. So I say again, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you on this day that we set aside to celebrate what we do as mothers. My thought and my intent this segment is just to celebrate you. Motherhood, what is it? What is motherhood? Motherhood. Do you ever ask yourself, what is this that I'm doing? Like, what is this? Because we don't get instructions, right? We don't get instructions on being a mother. We learn as we grow. But when we look at motherhood, motherhood is the state of being a mother. A person enters motherhood when they become a mother. And generally, it's when a child is born. It can also happen through adoption or by marrying and becoming a step-parent or a plus parent. Motherhood is gender-specific in the term of parenthood. That's how motherhood is defined. What's a mother? A mother is defined as a female parent. She's the mother of children. The mother of children, the one that gives birth. That makes sense, right? None of that is rocket science. But when I look at what the Bible, how the Bible defines motherhood, it says motherhood is sanctifying, but it is also sweet. That the scripture teaches that mothers are to point children toward Christ by praying for them, modeling faith and character, and training them in wisdom. We're going to take a quick look at Proverbs 1:8. Because I'm telling you, this weekend has been absolutely amazing. Like, it has been amazing. I'm so grateful to be a mother. But I've heard from so many women that are mothers that are not in that same place. So when we look at it again, we're going to look at Proverbs 1, verse 8 reads, well, I think I got the wrong scripture. Y'all bear with me. Help Valerie. 1:8 is what it says, but I'm going to read it. Welcome to the callers on the line. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining. Yeah, okay. Proverbs 1:8 says, my son, hear the instructions of your father and do not reject the teachings of your mother. Hear the instructions from your father, but don't reject the teachings of your mother. See, we're talking about motherhood, and we're talking about our role as a mother in praying for our children, modeling faith for our children, allowing them to see our character and build character of their own, and training them in wisdom. Well, people say, that seems easy enough, but is it really? Because when we look at the characteristics of a mom, not just a mom, a good mom, what are we looking for in that person? They've got to be patient, right? We've got to be patient. We've got to be consistent. We should be. I'm not going to say we got to be. We should be forgiving, calm, organized, loving, friendly, fierce, knowledgeable, brave, healthy. These are all characteristics of a mom, some of them. And then when we look at those characteristics, and then we look at how we're going to manage those characteristics and training our children, nurturing our children, instilling in them the things that they need to live a prosperous life. And I'm not talking money. I'm talking living a life that is pleasing unto God, a life that allows them to live fulfilling purpose and making an impact in the kingdom. As a mother, our responsibility is huge. Hear me. Mom, what you do matters. What you do matters. And my intent today is just to encourage you, because I've talked to some moms this weekend who feel like, Valerie, I don't think I'm doing enough. Apostle, I feel like I've let my children down. I don't know where to go from here. These are some of the sentiments that I've heard. This is just too hard. I need a man to help me. These are some of the sentiments of women who are mothers, who are dealing with being sick in the role of motherhood. It's challenging. And I say to my callers who are on the line, I'd love for you to share. Press 1 and I'll bring you into the conversation. Because if you're a mother, then certainly you have something to lend to this conversation, because we all have had different paths. We've all experienced motherhood in different ways, and everybody's perspective makes a difference. I was talking to a sister today en route home, and we were just talking about motherhood, and she said, you know, it's amazing that we recognize that we did not get a manual that says, how are you going to be mom? And if you have more than one child, you realize that raising Susie and raising Johnny are going to be two different tasks. Susie's an introvert. Your son's an extrovert. One's a binge eater. One's talkative. One likes, you know, you got all these differences that happen in your children. And as mother, you have to be able to navigate that and ensure that each child gets what they need to thrive in life. Oh, and let's not forget, while we're taking care of the children and the husband, we also have to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves. That's another whole happy Mother's Day to me. How many of you celebrated you today? It's wonderful to have gotten gifts and cards and text messages and Facebook posts and Instagram likes, and all of that was absolutely amazing. It makes you feel good to be celebrated. It does. But how many of you mothers actually celebrated you today? How many of you took time for self-care? Or were you still, because it's Mother's Day and all the children were at the house, that you were still in the kitchen making sure that everything was just right, preparing somebody's favorite meal or their favorite dessert or making sure that things were pristine for the company that was coming to celebrate you. Again, mothers, I say to you, this is a journey where we're constantly learning as we grow, growing in the knowledge of who we are, what we've been called to, how we're going to navigate our own path, but also growing in the role of a mother. My children are adults. Three very different, beautiful, gifted adults. And then I have three bonus children, grandmother to 10, 10 or 11, husband, grandmother to many. And we can't handle any two of those households, any of those children, or any of those grandchildren the same. Even for those that are under the same roof, we can't do it the same. Mom, I need you to know that what you do matters. If you get discouraged, it's okay. We're not getting everything right all the time. But when challenges show up, don't let it be to the extent that, oh, God, this is causing anxiety. This is causing depression. I don't know how I'm going to manage this. This is too much. This is when it's important that we have a prayer life. Mom has a prayer life. She knows how to go to God and have conversation with him when she doesn't know how to make it work. She's going to rely on God. So when those challenges show up, be the praying mother, because our children need that. They need a mother that discerns the truth from a lie. They need a mother that will tap into their prophetic gift to know what they should know and see what they should see and hear what they should hear when our children aren't always talking to us. We've got to be their intercessor. We've got to be their advocate. And sometimes for single moms, we have to be the priest until he shows up. Mothers, what you do matters. It's important. I was talking earlier today about the first mother, the first wife, the first woman, Eve, in the Bible. And they some say that Eve was the mother of all life. And I think about Eve, and I think about her encounter, and I think about the story that how Eve is said to have been the one that caused Adam to sin. She was the one that encouraged him to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge when he had been instructed not to. I said, wow, how powerful is that? That here God created Eve, the first woman, the first mother. Not from the dust, but from the rib of Adam to be his helpmeet, to take care of the land, to take care of it all. And even in that, Eve was deceived. And I'm saying, God, if you could make her from his rib, and you formed and shaped her the way that she did, and they had like an intimate relationship with you. They for a period of time were naked and not afraid. They just went around doing whatever. They were in the garden. Everything was provided. Like they were living their best life. And yet, Eve made a mistake. She was deceived. She made an error in judgment because she listened to the wrong voice. And I said, God, if it is so that it even happened for Eve, then we're not exempt. We're going to face trials and tribulations too. The enemy is going to attempt to deceive us, to distract us, to destroy us that same way. But we have to know, we have to be reminded that those things happen.
but it does not take away from our role as mother, as nurturer, as advocate, as intercessor, as friend, as whatever that's needed by our children. Our misstep will not negate our effectiveness in being a mother, the mother that God called us to be. I just know that there are a lot of moms today that have their head down. A lot of moms today that didn't get appreciated. A lot of moms today that wish they knew where their children were, where they could tell their child, I love you, whether they reciprocated or not, just to say to that child again, I love you. And these aren't children that have transitioned. These are children that are still walking this earth. There's a mom today that's concerned about her teen daughter, the house, who was feeling rejected at home and fell into a life of prostitution or began to use drugs as a coping mechanism and is now strung out. There's a mother somewhere praying for a son who was violated and turned his life to a different way. There's a mom that's praying today, that's hurting because of a custody battle with a man that's heartless, that doesn't think about what mom feels or how the not being with her children is affecting her. There's a mother somewhere today who is shedding tears because she gave birth to a child that was stillborn, a mother who miscarried towards the end of the pregnancy, a mother who has a child that's in a hospital with a diagnosis that doesn't look good, a mother that has a child with special needs and doesn't always know how to cope. There are a lot of mothers that are hurting today. Yeah. And daughters that have lost their mom. There's a lot going on today. A lot of emotions. But again, my intent today is to encourage you. My mom's not here. I'm grateful for a godmom. I'm grateful for big sisters. I'm grateful for sisters, for ministry family. I'm grateful for each and every one of those women in my life and for the roles that they play. I'm grateful for every phone call, every text message. I'm grateful for every ounce of love they show me. Because in the absence of a mother, that love is needed. Those emotions are needed because we have to be strengthened. Mom, wherever you are right now, what you do matters. I know sometimes it feels like you're giving everything you got and you're not giving anything back. I want to encourage you that God is looking out for you. He has you. It's not always comfortable. I know we get let down. Yes, we do. But we can't get off the job. We are mother until the end. We are mother until the end. For those that are listening who have a mom, if you've not shown love to your mother today, please, sir, please, ma'am, please contact your mom. Let her know that she's loved and she's appreciated. We don't always get it right. But I believe that if you've done it from the best of your ability, if you've done it with everything that's in your heart, children, honor her. The word of God lets us know that we should honor our mother and our father that our days may be long. Honor your mother and your father. Doesn't mean that you have to buy an extravagant gift. Those are good. What's needed is love, compassion, grace, even. Give that to your mom today. For somebody, if you would just send her a text message and say, Mom, I love you, it would mean the world to her. Mom, thank you. Huh. Man, would that feel good? You got to know that as mothers, we're still learning, we're still growing. As children, be patient with us the same way we are with you, because as you grow and you become a parent, you're going to understand a little differently. Ooh, I used to give Mom a hard time about that, and now I'm being confronted with the same thing. Ooh, I remember Mom saying that. Now I'm finding myself saying the same thing. It happens. It happens. Motherhood is a beautiful thing. But motherhood is one of those things that brings with it changes every day, emotions every day, challenges often. But we trust God. We rely on him. We lean not to our own understanding, acknowledging him so that he can help us direct our path, but also the path of our children. We're learning. I've been a mother for 30 plus years, still learning. But I want to encourage you today, whether you've been mom for a day or for years, never lose sight of the fact that what you do matters. With the list I gave, it said be healthy. It's important, not just physically healthy, but be emotionally healthy, because your children will feed off of that as well. When the word of God says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, I think that's a prereq for every mother, every woman that desires to be a mother, that we operate with the mind of Christ to ensure that we're teaching our children the things that God would have us to instruct them on, that we would not poison our children with our own ills. Whew, Lord have mercy. But we give them truth as led by the Spirit of God. Be healthy. And do take care of your physical body, because in you dwells the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are the church. And if we're going to teach our children faith, if we're going to teach them how to walk the walk and talk the talk, then we have to be the example. Moms, I love you today. From near and far, I love you today. Those in the United States, those across the waters, mothers, I love you today. I love you today. And I just wanted to remind you that what you do truly does matter. If you've not had the best day, come on, pick yourself up, pat yourself on the back, give yourself a big hug. If no one else celebrated you, I celebrate you now. I say happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. Know that I love you from the bottom of my heart. And if I can ever do anything to help strengthen your walk, know that I'm here for you. God loves you, my sister. Be encouraged. Until next time.